Governor Noem issued two executive orders moments after state lawmakers failed to approve changes to a partial veto on the bill. Noem says her orders are meant to protect women's high school and collegiate sports. Critics say the move targets the transgender community. Noem says her orders are temporary until legislators convene.
It's all about fair play and fair competition, and that's what Title IX was when it was established decades ago, and that's what we're interested in protecting. So I think that these two executive orders are a temporary fix, but it also sends a pretty clear message to the legislature that I want them to address them in the coming months.
Some in the Senate say the South Dakota High School Athletics Association already has a policy to address the issue. It requires prospective transgender girl athletes get a waiver and submit doctors and psychiatrist notes proving they're transgender. An independent hearing officer determines whether they could have a competitive advantage. Lee Schoenbeck is the leader of the Senate. He says a special session is not needed.
I couldn't get drunk enough to think about how you'd have a special session on transgender. That would be the dumbest special session we ever had in South Dakota.
Legislators will also consider changes to a medical marijuana program to prevent minors from inhaling marijuana and limit cultivation to just three plants. The other matter up for consideration in a special session is how to spend a new round of federal pandemic relief funding that will total about $1.4 billion. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.